Some time later, Nahash, king of the Ammonites, died and was succeeded by his son. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. So David sent messengers to console Hanun concerning his father. But when David's servants arrived in the land of the Ammonites to console him, the princes of the Ammonites said to Hanun, just because David has sent you comforters, do you really believe he is showing respect for your father? Have not his servants come to you to explore the land, spy it out, and overthrow it? So Hanun took David's servants, shaved their beards, cut off their garments at the hips, and sent them away. When someone came and told David about his men, he sent messengers to meet them. Since the men had been thoroughly humiliated, the king told them, stay in Jericho until your beards have grown back, and then return. When the Ammonites realized that they had become a stench to David, Hanun, and the Ammonites sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire for themselves chariots and horsemen from Aram, Naharaim, Aram, Makkah, and Zobah. So they hired for themselves 32,000 chariots, as well as the king of Makkah with his troops, who came and camped near Medeba, while the Ammonites came from their cities and marched out for battle. On hearing this, David sent Joab and the entire army of mighty men. The Ammonites marched out and arrayed themselves for battle at the entrance to the city, while the kings who had come stayed by themselves in the open country. When Joab saw the battle lines before him and behind him, he selected some of the best men of Israel and arrayed them against the Arameans. And he placed the rest of the forces under the command of his brother Abishai, who arrayed them against the Ammonites. If the Arameans are too strong for me, said Joab, then you will come to my rescue. And if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will come to your rescue. Be strong and let us fight bravely for our people and for the cities of our God. May the Lord do what is good in his sight. So Joab and his troops advanced to fight the Arameans, who fled before him. When the Ammonites saw that the Arameans had fled, they too fled before Joab's brother Abishai, and they entered the city. So Joab went back to Jerusalem. When the Arameans saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they sent messengers to bring more Arameans from beyond the Euphrates, with Shaphak, the commander of Hadadezer's army, leading them. When this was reported to David, he gathered all Israel, crossed the Jordan, advanced toward the Arameans, and arrayed for battle against them. When David lined up to engage them in battle, they fought against him. But the Arameans fled before Israel, and David killed 7,000 of their charioteers and 40,000 foot soldiers. He also killed Shaphak, the commander of their army. Hadadezer's subjects saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they made peace with David and became subject to him. So the Arameans were unwilling to help the Ammonites anymore.